HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first rally in poll-bound Punjab was cancelled on Wednesday. This happened on account of a major and unprecedented breach in his security. Some protesters blocked a route that Prime Minister Modi took and he had to spend 15 minutes on a flyover. The center, the BJP and security experts stressed on the dangerous precedent set by the incident. Chief Minister Chinni expressed regret, but rejected allegations that his government leaked the information about PM's route. India recorded its first Omicron-linked death on Wednesday. It was that of a 73-year-old man in Udaipur. He passed away on December 31, but the fatality was reassigned as being linked to COVID-19. The man was suffering from multiple comorbidities. India's COVID-19 tally has increased manifold in the past few weeks. The country's Omicron tally has, meanwhile, crossed the 2,000 mark. Hong Kong on Wednesday reimposed some of its toughest restrictions, banning flights from India and seven other countries. The restrictions will remain in place till January 21. The decision has been taken to arrest the spread of Omicron cases. The other countries from which flights have been banned are Australia, Canada, France, Pakistan, the Philippines, the UK and the US. Novak Djokovic's chance to play for a 10th Australian Open are in a limbo. The world's number one tennis player has been denied entry into Australia. Border authorities said he failed to meet the entry requirements. Djokovic landed in Australia late on Wednesday after receiving a medical exemption from Victoria government. But border authorities did not accept the exemption. Electric vehicle sales in India grew by 240% in December, the JMK Research and Analytics has claimed. The report claims that overall EV sales crossed the 50,000 mark last month. This also marked a 21% month-on-month growth compared to November 2021. The study claims that EV registrations in December were driven by electric two-wheelers and passenger three-wheelers.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.